In western Alaska, chum salmon stocks have sharply declined over the last 2 years. That's a problem because people in the region depend heavily on the fish, for food and for work. Scientists are still in the early stages of trying to understand the crash. Bill Alstrom lives in St. Mary's on the lower Yukon River. It used to be if he wanted fresh salmon for dinner, he'd throw a net in the river to catch a couple. But with fishing closures this season, he can't do that anymore.
It's hard to comprehend that this has happened in my lifetime. And it makes me sad just thinking about it.
The state of Alaska has closed fishing for chum to protect the runs. For Yukon families, chum is particularly important. Chinook salmon have been low for decades, and chum were the fish families could depend on. Until last year, when summer chum dropped below half their usual amount. This year, they dropped even more, to record lows. State biologist Katie Howard says the chum declines are not just occurring in the Yukon River.
When we talk to colleagues in the lower 48 and Canada, Japan, Russia, they are all reporting really poor chum runs. So it's not just a Yukon phenomenon, it's not just an Alaskan phenomenon, but pretty much everywhere.
So why are the chum numbers so low? The short answer is no one really knows for sure. But there are a lot of theories, and the story will walk through them. Starting with the people who subsist off the Yukon River. Every week during the summer, subsistence users, biologists, and fishery managers gather on a weekly teleconference. And the subsistence users bring up one theory for the decline again and again.
Bycatch
is when ocean fishing vessels targeting one species also incidentally kill other fish. Some see it as a necessary evil, while others are opposed to it completely. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association tracks bycatch. Chum salmon bycatch is already bigger than normal this year. So would bycatch be a major factor in Western Alaska's chum decline? Not necessarily, says a NOAA spokesperson, because the fish that are dying in the trawlers are largely not bound for Western Alaska. About 16% of the chum bycatch is from coastal West Alaska, and less than 1% is from the upper and middle Yukon. The rest of the bycatch is mostly hatchery fish, fish that have been hatched in a controlled environment. They're largely from Japan. Hatchery fish are also cited by some as a possible cause of chum decline. Like Jack Schulteis. He manages the only wild salmon processing plant on the Yukon.
Something disrupted something in the food chain.
State biologist Katie Howard doesn't think hatchery fish are the issue. That's because hatchery fish populations haven't changed much in the past 30 years. But Peter Wesley, an associate professor of fisheries at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, thinks hatchery fish could be at least part of the problem.
Ironically, these declines in salmon that we're seeing in our local rivers is possibly linked to actually too many fish in the ocean.
He says that's because since the 1970s, the North Pacific Ocean and the Bering Sea have been full of food for both wild and hatchery chum, and both populations have grown over the decades. Until now. He suspects that the overcompetition for food has led to the massive decline.
The reality is you don't know that you were at a tipping point until it's in the rearview mirror.
Wesley says that climate change could be the culprit behind the lack of food in the ocean. He says that crashes in salmon stock will be more likely as the ocean continues to warm. On the Yukon River, subsistence fisherman Bill Alstrom also thinks warming temperatures could be a factor in the crash. In his 70 years in St. Mary's, he's seen the changes in the environment firsthand.
And all these trees out there look like a jungle. There used to be scrubs out there when I was growing up.
Researchers are trying to understand the chum crash. NOAA and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game are leading two surveys on the Bering Sea this year to study salmon marine life. UAF professor Peter Wesley says that the number one question that needs to be answered now is where the chum are dying in their life cycle. That'll help scientists determine what's killing the fish. Fisherman Bill Alstrom says it'll be hard for his community if the salmon don't return.
It's just not right when you live in a region, you know, just supposed to be teeming with salmon. And to go without it was really devastating.
Despite the decline, biologists say chum are not endangered. and the subsistence fishing closures are helping the salmon get to their spawning grounds. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.